Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. You smell that? You smell that in the air? It's fall. The pumpkin everything, the apple everything else. I love this time of the year. You can actually enjoy being outside, not get eaten alive by mosquitoes, bees. That's a whole nother thing this time of the year because they want some apple cider too. And joining me this morning is Alex Connor. One of our favorite and funnest places ever is Brown's Harvest up in Windsor, Connecticut. And joining me, like I said, is Alex, the seventh generation. I know you're all used to hearing from our Aunt Kathy, but this morning we got the next generation. Alex, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Brown's Farm, like, you guys have been around, like I said, seven generations. You're doing something right up there, I guess.
Yeah, I think our focus on making memories for families, like from our family to yours, genuinely, has been the thing keeping us going. We're constantly innovating, constantly trying to keep up with all the young families. And I think in this technological age, people are continuing to yearn to be outside and make memories in the sun. So we're just happy to be doing that.
So we're kicking off this week. We started yesterday. It's the Brown's Harvest Fall Festival. Give us a little tidbit and a peek behind the jack-o'-lantern, if you will.
I love that. So it's actually our 47th fall festival season. So what we've got going on this year, brand new, is going to be our Super Slide. So that's been a huge hit so far. We've got our hay rides going, our barrel train. We got a bounce pad for the kiddos and a ton of games as well. And then our biggest attraction is our 5-acre corn maze, which is the under the sea theme this year.
So I love that. You know, get the kids outside, like just let them run wild, like be kids again, get a little dirty, play in the corn maze. So now while we got you, people get lost in corn mazes. I'm usually one of them. Is there like a tip to this one? Like, should we give some inside information to this corn maze, Alex?
The best way to do it, in my opinion, so we have a big map at the entrance of the maze. Now, if you take a picture with your phone, you should be able to kind of track. If you can draw on the photo, you can kind of track where you've been, and that's usually your best bet.
But let's use that, people, as like a last resort. Get out there and have fun. Like, just enjoy being lost outside for a little bit. There's nothing wrong with enjoying some outdoor fall weather.
Right. We'll come find you if necessary.
So, you know, the food, all these festivals, everything. Like, what is your, like, you know, Alex has, she has to run, so she's got to run to the festival and grab something. You know, what's the one thing that Alex is grabbing or the one thing you don't think people pay enough attention to?
Ooh, our apple cider slushies with a donut on top.
Sounds
diabolical. So we do an apple cider slushie and then an apple cinnamon donut, usually with a salted caramel glaze. So one of those on top is usually a go-to. And, of course, we have our mini apple cider donuts, which are pretty famous by now as well.
What sick, twisted, lovable individual came up with that concoction?
I think I did one of those days. Who knows?
That sounds amazing. I'm literally awesome, got goosebumps when you describe that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, no pun intended.
So, you know, we had a movie last night. The movie season, if you will, is kicking off. We got the fall festival kicking off. I like this next one on the 26th, September 26th, Spookily Movie Night. Like, what is that all about?
All right, so Spookily the Square Pumpkin has been around for a really long time. I grew up with him myself. It is pretty much, it's a movie with the message of, you know, anti-bullying, essentially, because everyone kind of makes fun of him because he's a square pumpkin, which is quite unusual. So it's a great story about how he overcomes, you know, his differences. It's a quick, nice 45-minute movie. It's going to be free entry. Doors open at 6. Movie starts around 7 o'clock. Bring your own chairs and blankets. We've got the snacks covered for you. So come on down. And then please bring a non-perishable food item for our local food pantry.
That's cool. So, you know, get the community to come out, but also give back to the community. I like that.
Absolutely.
So would we be remiss to not discuss, you know, the pumpkin season is upon us. I am horrible at carving pumpkins. I do it more for I want the traditional, goofy, triangle eyes, weirdly shaped mouth, nose might be optional, jack-o'-lantern, if you will. Do you have any tips? Like, if I am that horrible, like, do you have any tips from a seventh-generation farmer how to carve a pumpkin and not make it look like a three-year-old did it?
Okay, so the best way to do it is you have to start out with the top, so the lid. So if you cut in a circle and do a little triangle kind of outwards from the circle, you'll make sure that your lid doesn't fall in the pot.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pumpkin. So that's step number one. Number two is we have a bunch of great carving kits for sale that have those little pieces of paper and the little hole poke. The best way is to tape one of those sheets of paper on, do your holes, and you'll be able to pretty much trace it. Definitely invest in better equipment. We actually sell down at the farm like stainless steel, like saws and all, and scoops and all of that. So definitely get some high quality gear because some pumpkins can be thick, and next thing you know, you got a snap saw and you're out of luck.
Yeah, because I know my three kids when they were growing up, like it was, you know, carve pumpkins on the kitchen table, and I don't know why every kid was like afraid to reach into the pumpkin and literally rip its guts out. But it's like, that's the fun part.
Right?
It's not stressful.
Yeah, you gotta get crazy with it. I do recommend doing it outside and maybe not in the kitchen if it's warm enough out.
As long as mom's not home, we're fine.
Yeah, that's fair. I love that.
So, I mean, how are the pumpkins looking this year? We've had this, in the layman's term, good growing season. Has it actually been a good growing season for you guys?
Yes, it actually has. So thankfully, it's kind of dried out these past couple weeks. So we're really able to control the water content that pumpkins get. Even though pumpkins are like 90% water, too much water can be pretty harmful for them. So the fact that it's dry, we're able to control the water. And I mean, it's just been nice and cool and sunny. And when they feel that cool temperature, they really get going.
Okay. Because I always wonder, like, is there a thing of too much rain, too little rain? You know, we always hear, like, in the spring, we get those late frosts. And I know a few years ago, took out all our peach crops, the flooding along the river with the corns. Like, y'all got to just have good luck to grow stuff in this state, I feel.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You just kind of hold out hope and do your best. And you got to just work with what you got.
So that's why I think, you know, to get people out to things like, you know, the Browns Harvest Fall Festival, go out there, you know, talk to Alex or her Aunt Kathy or if her mom's roaming the farm. Like, these are the people that have, you know, toiled and sweated over the soil. That's a really bad pun. But to make these things actually grow and to support your local farms. Unfortunately, Connecticut's agriculture industry has gone downhill, whether it's warehouses or solar panel farms trying to move in. Like, no, let's grow things as a farm. I'd have a solar panel farm.
Yep, I hear you. So thankfully, our farm, my Aunt Kathy did a great job. She actually preserved, I believe it's the 61 acres that we're on. So she preserved 61 acres so that whether it's my family or the next one, it's always going to be farmland. It needs to be agriculture. So worst case scenario, if we ever have to leave, we know that, you know, the next people coming in are going to farm it just as we did. So we sleep easy at night knowing that, you know.
That's excellent. So again, it's Alex Connor up at Brown's Harvest Farm up in Windsor. Follow them on social. It's Brown's Harvest. Check out their website, brownsharvest.com. There's so many things. I love this time of the year. Like I said, it's fall. It's cool. It's cozy. The fairs, the festivals, all the pumpkin things. In my mind, pumpkin's just cinnamon and nutmeg. That's a whole other story for another time. But all the apples, the cider, the donuts, that amazing concoction you were describing, I need one in my hands like 3 minutes ago, Alex. But, yeah. You know, you being a seventh generation, like, what's it like to take a step back and then come back into it?
It was probably really good for me, actually. I think it was nice to go out into the world and have some other experiences. And then coming back and kind of taking charge in certain areas, it kind of lit a bit of a fire in my stomach to really continue it on. I think leaving made me realize how incredible it really is to have this farm, because I grew up with it, you know, so you don't really, it just becomes a part of your life. So to leave it and come back, really helping be grateful for what we have and then wanting to carry on the tradition.
Well, that's cool. It's a great story. It's a great place. It's a great family. Everyone should check it out. It's Brown's Harvest up in Windsor, brownsharvest.com. You can follow them on Facebook and all their social, Brown's Harvest also. Alex, thank you for joining me today. It's farms like yours, festivals like this is the reason why we do this show, because there's so many things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.